Hey there, savvy mamas. Welcome to the Goodbye Boss Hello Kids podcast. I'm Roz Walker, and I'm here to, in fact, my sole mission is to help you create financial freedom and a life you love so you can spend more precious time with your kids. If you're a mama who wants to be home with your kids, but you just don't know how to make that happen, if you're wondering, do I really want to leave my good paying job? How can we afford it? And how can I get my spouse to agree? Then you're in the right place. You know in your heart that being there for your kids is the right decision. Deep down, you know it's time for you to come home. And I'm here to tell you it can be done and done well. My goal is to help working moms who want to come home take a step in faith toward the dream God has placed in her heart. Even if it's just one sweet mama I succeed in helping take that step forward, it will be worth it for me. Will that one mom be you? Say yes in faith and let me help you make this journey home. Grab that pen and your favorite journal and sit down with me. It's time to create a plan to be able to say goodbye, boss, and hello, kids. It's a brand new year, y'all. Can you believe it's 2022 already? And if you're listening to this, you can say with me, God brought us through. The past 2 years have been filled with fear and pain and frustration. There's been highs and lows and you name it. You fill in the blank. It has been a roller coaster ride for sure. And now, as we sit at the beginning of this new year, which, by the way, started out with tornadoes in my southern hometown, followed by snow. We wonder, should we plan for anything? And my answer is absolutely. With one caveat, and that is our planning must begin with seeking God's will first. Here's why. The Bible tells us, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. That's found in Proverbs 16:3. And we want God's blessings and help in accomplishing everything we try. Yes, sweet mamas, we need divine help. Being a good helpmate for our husbands, raising our kids, keeping the house, planning and cooking meals, managing the finances. Some of you are homeschooling like me. And then trying to find time for your own self-care. That is exhausting. We need help from God. But we must then pair God's help with our own efforts. We want to be that Proverbs 31 woman who looks after her household and makes a side income. And y'all, doing all of that takes some planning. So, now that we agree that we need to set some goals with God's help, I want to share with you the steps I take to set what I call spirit-led goals. Yes, spirit-led goals. Let's break that down. What, Roz, are spirit-led goals? I'm so glad you asked. It's actually an acrostic, and I'm a little obsessed with those lately. So here it goes. The S stands for seek God's will in His word. The P stands for pray for direction. I, inventory your life. R, record what God reveals. I, identify obstacles and solutions. T, time block. L, live in faith. E, evaluate and adjust. And D, don't give up. So there you have it. Spirit-led goals. And over the coming episodes, we're going to go into more detail with each of those letters and how they relate to setting goals that will help you fulfill God's plan for your life in 2022. We'll start today with the yes, seeking God's will in his word. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." God's word holds the answers to every situation we face. It can teach us how to be a better spouse, a better parent, a better friend, how to manage our finances, how to prosper, how to be healthy, everything. We just have to read it, read the word, and apply it to our life. So we're going to start with searching the scriptures for the areas you want to work on this year. You can then Google Bible verses or use a concordance or your Bible app and search for scriptures and promises relating to those areas. For instance, say you want to get more healthy or more fit. One text that I love in that area is 3 John 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." So for each of the areas, you're going to go through and find scriptures. So decide on what area you want to work on this year. For me, I have spiritual goals, health, fitness, family, friendship, finances, income, and business. Those are the areas that I want to focus on. You may have the same, you may have some different. List out the areas you want to work on, and then go through God's word and find scriptures that relate. Find those promises of God that you can claim in each of these areas. Now, I want you to write down what you find. Write it in your journal or type it in a spreadsheet or some form, but get it down where you can come back to it, because we're going to review these in the next step. So do your assignment, write out your promises, write out those areas, and meet me back here next time. Until then, I pray blessings over you. Hey, Savvy Mama, if you love today's topic, but you're still feeling a little overwhelmed, I want you to shoot me an email at roz@rozkwalker.com because I can help you simplify this process. I've got a mini course and worksheets to help you discover your calling and learn how to use your gifts to experience financial freedom while blessing others. So wherever you are in the stages of coming home to be with your kiddos, let me hold your hand and navigate this process with you. You can get in touch with me over at rozkwalker.com. See you there.